KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly to mostly cloudy today, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, and we'll have a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials have confirmed 7 human cases of the West Nile virus in Iowa. The State Department of Public Health said Thursday that in addition to the human cases, 4 mosquito pools have tested positive for the virus. The human cases have been confirmed in Buchanan, Clay, Crawford, Monona, Plymouth, Sioux, and Woodbury counties. Additional cases are being investigated in Sac and Shelby counties. Officials say 2 of the confirmed cases involved hospitalized patients who are now recovering at home. Dr. Patricia Quinlisk, the department's medical director, says the cases were expected given the time of year. She recommends people use insect repellent, wear long-sleeve shirts and pants, and avoid outdoor activities at dusk and dawn. There were 44 human cases of West Nile virus last year and no reports of deaths. A special meeting of the Audubon City Council that was set to take place Thursday evening with regard to a remediation agreement over open meeting and open records violations was canceled just hours before the meeting was to have started. Audubon City Attorney Dave Wiederstein said in a statement late Thursday afternoon the purpose of the meeting was to vote on and approve a remediation plan that was revised from the prior version approved by the council in May. A remediation plan is an explanation as to how the council is going to fix past violations and prevent future violations of open meetings laws. The revisions consisted of removing action items to be performed by the City Council. Now, the Iowa Public Information Board does not have the authority to enforce. In order for the remediation plan to be considered and approved by the IPIB, all of the complainants, Francine O'Brien Anderson, Don Roy, and Jessica Roy, need to agree to the plan. One of the complainants, Don Roy, has to be removed as a complainant because she no longer lives in the city of Audubon. Wiederstein said he hadn't received a response from O'Brien Anderson, and Jessica Roy informed him that she will not agree to the plan. He said the council can vote to approve it, but if not everyone is in agreement, the remediation plan would not be considered by the Public Information Board. Wiederstein said he does not know how much longer that board will wait for a remediation plan to be agreed to, but he will be in discussion with the board regarding the matter. The Southwest Iowa Transit Agency welcomed a new transit director on Monday, August 18th. Officials announced yesterday that Mark Lander comes to SWTA with 12 years of transportation experience. Lander most recently worked at Werner Trucking Company out of Omaha as the supervisor of load planning for the southeast region of the U.S. and their fleet of over 3,000 trucks. SWTA Executive Director John McCurdy said Mark's work experience in transportation, as well as leadership skills, made him the ideal person for the position. And his knowledge will be an asset to the communities, clients, and staff served by SWTA. Lander attended college in Dana College in Blair, Nebraska, and was an All-American wrestler for the school. An Atlantic woman charged last week in connection with a fundraising scam involving her 5-year-old daughter faces additional charges. 30-year-old Letha Slauson, who initially faced a single felony count of child endangerment causing bodily injury and distribution of drugs, cannabis oil, to a child under the age of 18, now faces another count of child endangerment causing bodily injury and 10 counts of unlawful possession of a prescription drug, Nupogen. The additional charges were filed Wednesday by Atlantic Police in Cass County District Court. Court documents show that Slauson admitted to injecting her 5-year-old daughter Riley with Nupogen, as well as treating her with cannabis oil. The Nupogen was apparently obtained by the girl's mother from someone other than a physician. Nupogen is used to stimulate the production of a type of white blood cell in patients undergoing therapy that will cause low white blood cell counts. It's used to prevent infection and low white blood cell fevers caused by chemotherapy and is a support medication only. It does not treat cancer. The drug, which is only supposed to be given under a doctor's orders, can cause pain in a person's body. Slauson solicited money and attention for her daughter's supposed metastatic colorectal cancer treatment, but an investigation that was initiated after officials of the Atlantic Community Schools inquired about care Riley needed as she attends classes, resulted in the discovery by law enforcement that the girl wasn't suffering from cancer or any other terminal illness for that matter. A feeding tube administered to Riley by Letha Slauson without any medical training has been taken into evidence. It's not the first time the Slaussons have requested help involving the health of their children. Prior to moving to Atlantic, the family lived in Fort Dodge. A number of fundraisers were held there as well, including one last year in downtown Fort Dodge that raised over $1,000 for health care equipment for Slauson's son Cole, who was born premature, and another son who is reportedly autistic. They're said to have two daughters who suffer from cystic fibrosis. In 2010, the Community Fort Dodge raised money for the family to acquire an autism service dog. Letha Slauson was being held in the Cass County Jail on bond amounting to $30,000. She's set to appear in court September 2nd for a preliminary hearing. In our funeral announcements this morning, Ivan Lee Lund, age 71, of Anita, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ivan Lund will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Daniel Chapman, age 15, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Daniel Chapman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Nadine Kinkel, age 56, of Erling, died Monday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Nadine Kinkel will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wendell Lynch, age 86, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Wendell Lynch will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Betty Mae Fenn, age 84, of Oakland and formerly of Carson, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Services for Betty Mae Fenn will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Lois Marie Query White, age 94, of Iowa City, died August 19th. Graveside services for Lois White will be Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Lansing Funeral and Cremation Home of Iowa City has the arrangements. Vernon Robert King, age 78, of Adair, died August 14th at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Vernon King will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. E. Wallace Wally Dick, age 89, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Wally Dick will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Laverne Joy DeWitt, age 84, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. Funeral services for Laverne DeWitt will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.